on digital radio, on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sportscast, August 31st, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, you can follow us on X and Instagram at the Sportscast One, and check out our app for the Sportscast iOS. The NFL preseason is over now. NFL roster cuts happened yesterday. A couple of cuts that happened that have been dripping throughout the last 24 hours. I don't know why just do it all at once, but anyways, join us all the way from Northeast Ohio, who's enjoying the James Harden extension and the Browns' amazing preseason.
Yeah.
Dan Madden, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Yeah, good to be back.
So what's going on in Cleveland sports? Are you more excited about the Browns or the Cavs?
Yeah, I mean, neither one, to be honest with you. I mean, I would rather him not have signed Harden, but they kind of were forced to. But we'll see what happens. I mean, he's a no-show in the playoffs, so but we'll find out soon enough.
I think everyone knows the strategy when you face the Cavs. Go against Harden.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing going on there. Well, there you have it. A lot going on. We'll talk about basketball a little later, but let's go on with the NFL cuts, the preseason. Before we go into the cuts, what'd you think about the Browns' performance? Obviously, it's hard to tell with preseason because you don't know, you know, this is an actual good team beating another team 28-0 or whatever, but what were your thoughts on the Browns preseason? Did you watch them, and what did you like, and what you didn't like? And also, if you have any red flags that you saw?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I mean, the big red flag is that they weren't able to run the ball. I mean, which is a problem when you're going to have to rely on your quarterback, which the Browns really don't have a number one guy. That was somewhat concerning, you know, reshaped offensive line. You got to be able to run the ball in the NFL to take pressure off your quarterback. And again, I really don't like the direction the Browns took in naming Watson the starting quarterback. We talked about this off the show, that I feel that this was management Haslam decision because they paid this guy $230 million and if he's able to play, they're going to put him out there. And a part of it is probably an ego thing. You know, you want to save face with the guy that you gave all this money and maybe he has something in it, but they're on the road. I mean, what the Cleveland did to him at home, they boot him out of the stands. And then he has this awful press conference, was just, you know, woe is me. And, you know, it's not about my performance. Like, all the pundits were saying he should be gone. There's no way he should be put at number one. And what do they do? Typical Cleveland, they give him the number one QB position a couple days later. And honestly, it's management decision. He's definitely not the best quarterback. I mean, the way Gabriel looked, I mean, he actually looked like
he looked better.
He was decent. And then the other guy, he looked like he was Lamar Jackson out there scrambling out of the end zone for a 40-yard scramble. I mean, so – you know, I don't know. I think after week two, I mean, you're going to see Shador and you're probably going to see everyone else. I mean, this is going to be a quarterback after committee after week two to see if one of these guys could be it. And then they'll go and draft another one next year, probably.
Yeah, that is the cards are that for the Browns. Also, the Jets are kind of very similar teams that draft quarterbacks almost every year or every other year. So the other guy that Dan was talking about was with quarterback Taylor Green. He's a rookie. But let's stick with Shador, Dan. What did you like? I mean, obviously you said week two he might I mean after week two he could start, but do you think Shador has matured enough? And if it wasn't this whole Deshaun Watson contract, you think he would have been starter?
Yeah, absolutely. I do. I think he's definitely matured some of the things he was doing, just not trying to play hero ball, throwing the ball away, not trying just kind of live to play another down type mentality. He's got to get better on the turnovers. That seems to be his problem, just airmailing balls and things like that. But overall, I feel like he did get better in week two. And again, I think we'll see him in week three, if not sooner.
If not sooner, we'll see what happens. The Browns actually kick off against, if Dan doesn't know it, but top of the head, against the Jaguars. That's a good team. Then the Bucks and the Panthers. How many wins in that those three games?
If they could go 1-1 and 3 in that, that would be pretty good.
There's some hope alive. Yeah. I mean, these are not world beaters, Dan. I mean, maybe the Jags, but these teams are beatable.
Definitely beatable.
But
it is the Browns, so I mean, they find ways to lose.
But here's some upside. October 1st is at Cleveland. Steelers struggle in Cleveland, so there's some upside there. Anyways, we'll see what happens. All right, so let's go into the three quarterbacks, as Dan mentioned. It will be Deshaun, Shador, and Taylor Green. But Dylan Gabriel, who got drafted last year ahead of Shador, was placed on IR. He had a back issue, had a great preseason. What does that mean, entail? Will he eventually be back in that quarterback room, or what do you think is going to happen here?
Yeah, you kind of feel for the guy because, you know, they kind of pushed him aside last year, and then he comes out and really looked good, had a resurgence that, you know, oh man, maybe this guy can play. And it's got to be tough. It's all mental too. I mean, you got a lot of pressure and that you hear the noise, and for him to come out and play well and change the narrative and then go out and get hurt, you know, you wonder, you know, if his days are numbered in Cleveland, because, you know, you ultimately don't need this many quarterbacks, especially, you know, see how the beginning of the year holds out and if he'll ever get another chance.
Quite something. It might be between him and Green. So, but it's very difficult to see four quarterbacks in the roster unless some injuries happen, but we'll see what happens. Gabriel, he's from the Pacific. Well, he's from the West, but I can't remember if it's Pacific Islands. He's from Hawaii, played, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So, anyways, another rookie, player the Browns placed was rookie tight end Joe Royer on the reserve 9 football illness list. What do you think about this kid? Is he something you see promise? Have you seen him play much? Or,
not really. I mean, we do need some tight end help. So hopefully, you know, he'll make a quick recovery.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Justin Herbert a little bit. Anyways, another thing happened in the offseason, Dan. They lose defensive end right, the Achilles for a season, and that's defensive end Barnett. What do you think about this news?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that, you know, early in the year you lose someone for the season. You know, you just next man up mentality. And, you know, I like the signing of Barnett for sure. Give him little more depth.
Yeah, and that was Alex Wright. So he'll be missing the entire season. Once you have a torn Achilles, Dan, it's over.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to come back from.
It's hard to come back from. Nick Chubb retires after 8 seasons. Health is the real wealth. Dan, if you had a chance to get him back, you would love to have him, but he retired.
Yeah, you know, it's totally unfortunate. I mean, because he was a really good running back. I mean, he ran hard, and it's just unfortunate to go down like that. A couple knee injuries, and, you know, you kind of feel bad for the guy. You know, you kind of see that when he came back, he just didn't have the same burst. And, you know, and it's interesting. I'm hearing that the New York running back, that tore his ACL, that he didn't, Debo, no, not,
the Jets?
New York Giants.
Running back that got
injured. The first, he was a rookie.
I'll look that up.
Yeah, people are noticing he just doesn't have the same burst, and his knee looks a little funky. So you wonder if he lost his juice and isn't as explosive. So it's unfortunate.
Najee Harris, I know he had an Achilles last year with the Steelers. Now he's signed with the Giants. Is that who you're talking?
No.
Okay.
Scataboo.
Scataboo, yes. He had a dislocated ankle.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, people were saying that he just didn't look explosive like he did. So it'll be interesting to see.
We'll see what happens. That's why they got Najee Harris, signed him. And of course, they got Tyrone Tracy right behind the Giants. A couple of cuts from the Browns. We're not done with the cuts. Notable departures include veteran wide receivers Cedric Tillman and local training camp standout wide receiver Luke Floria. Two wide receivers cut. Your thoughts about these guys?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Tillman, I mean, I think that was expected. But Floria just had a great camp. I mean, apparently when you score in Cleveland, you get cut. I mean, the Browns can't find the end zone, but a guy that has found the end zone.
It's a contract issue. Season,
you get him out of here. But Browns have pretty good wide receiver room. But I would have liked Kim to keep him, you know, move, because someone's going to get hurt. Someone's not going to pan out. And, I mean, this guy was a stud. So, and it was kind of a home feel-good story and lets the Cleveland fans be happy for once and let the home kid make the team. I mean, come on.
That's quite something. We'll see what happens. Anyone else that you noticed that got cut that you thought, man, he should not have got cut?
Not really. I mean, usually there's a couple in there, but he was the big one.
Quite something. Well, anyways, obviously when these players get cut, doesn't mean their NFL career is over. Other teams could pick them up. They go to a practice squad. They still get paid okay, not the best. So we'll see what happens under the Browns, and we'll get more of your prediction maybe next week or today of how many wins will the Browns get. Around the league, cuts. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman got cut by the Bills. Quarterback Will Levis by the Titans. Evan Neal, which was expected by the Giants, got cut by the Giants. And Bailey Zappe got cut by the Jets. What do you think about these cuts? Will Levis surprised me the most.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was surprised on that, and I think he's surprised. I mean, he goes on these press conferences, and, you know, there's not, you know, 30 quarterbacks better than me in the league and all this, you know. So I think he's getting some humble pie, you know. But that and Mecole Hardman, I mean, he's got some speed, you know. That was somewhat surprising. But Bailey Zappe, I mean, he's going to be the journeyman quarterback, it seems, career backup traveling the league.
Yeah, he's the journeyman. We'll see. A lot of the, you know, there's some teams that need that third quarterback or practice squad. Because you need those backup quarterbacks, Dan. Like, how many injuries do you see by starter quarterbacks? I see it often.
Exactly. Yeah. And you see some that the second string gets hurt. So, I mean, you really need three quarterbacks.
Let's go to the Packers. They acquire running back for some reason. Added some dead running back for 2025 third-round pick, Caleb Johnson, on Sunday ahead of the final roster cuts. Pittsburgh Steelers drafted Johnson at number 83, but the Iowa product rushed for only 69 yards on 28 carries in 10 games as a rookie. This is related to the Josh Jacobs situation. He was placed in the NFL exempt list, the NFL commissioner exempt list. So the Packers are getting ready. They might not see Josh Jacobs this season.
Yeah, I think this was a preemptive move. You wonder why they would do this. They probably know something that is down the pike, so they need to be prepared for that.
Quite something. What do you think about the Josh Jacobs situation? Do you think you think he's done, or do you think he might come back sometime this season?
I mean, I think it would be, you know, probably at least a half a season, but it could be the whole year.
And here's the rules for the exempt list, Dan, is that it will not be accounted against you in the 53-man roster, so you can take him out. That's fine. He still gets paid the same amount of money owed. And the other one was he's able to go into the training facilities. But I don't think they ever go to the game in this side of the line. So,
yeah, I don't think.
And there's been a couple of players. Now, Josh Jacobs not the only guy sitting in the detention hall. So we'll see what happens. But this situation was similar to Ray Rice a couple of years ago. I believe the Ravens, a former linebacker, the original Raven. He also got in trouble a couple years ago, but we'll see what happens. The situation with Josh Jacobs. His court case is actually, I think, a couple weeks in September, but he was alleged he had an altercation in his home May 23rd. So we'll see what happens there. Let's go to the Dolphins. They trade Tutu Atwell, came from the Rams to the Dolphins and then back to LA. And they got running back Jarquez Hunter to back up. Chan, the running back for the Dolphins. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, it's been all over the place, bouncing back and forth. Yeah, I mean, I think, it's a good trade for him. I mean, do you think that the Dolphins needed a wide receiver or a running back more than a receiver? Probably.
Yeah, probably. I mean, that kind of indicates they're probably going to run the ball a little bit more. Yeah. The wide receiver room for the Dolphins is not as stellar as it was before. We don't have Judy anymore. We don't have Odell Beckham Jr. right now. We got a bunch of nobodies. Look at this. Yeah. Caleb Douglas. I never heard of him. Malik Washington. Jel Tolbert. Kevin Coleman Jr. Ryan Miller. A.J. Henning. I mean...
it's like receivers from study hall.
Study hall. Definitely not on the NFL exempt list. But I don't know if they came from the Browns either.
Yeah.
Well, quite something. We'll see what happens with the Dolphins. I think it's a rebuilding year, Dan, for us. So I don't expect too many wins, but we do have Malik Willis, good quarterback. Came from the Packers, actually. So we'll see what happens. NFL Scouts Pro Bowl, Dan, no more. The Pro Bowl just didn't bring much ratings. Players were not getting touched or tackled. So it was not much of a game. They did tackle a few years ago, but not anymore. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you kind of saw this coming. I mean, I probably haven't watched that in 10 years. So, I mean, people are just kind of disengaged. And, there's so many other things on and busyness. And to go watch, Powder Puff football just isn't something that's on people's radar. So
I'd rather watch flag football with Tom Brady and Logan Paul. We'll see what happens. Aaron Donald coming out of retirement to play for the LA Rams. He hasn't played in 2 years. Dan, he will join Myles Garrett. You know of him. He was three-time defensive player. He last played in 2023. Everyone's saying the Rams are the best team now.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of bumps up their defense a notch. I mean, they're explosive on offense, and you're putting those two together. I mean, pick your poison, who you're going to double. And I mean, this is going to be fun to watch this year for sure.
It's going to be quite something. I think Seattle Seahawks are pretty scared right now.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go to basketball. Klay Thompson joins the Miami Heat. He's joining Giannis, Joey Porter Jr. I don't know if this team is enough to beat the Cavs.
Yeah, it does get them better for sure. I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll see. I mean, I think, you got the Indiana Pacers are going to be back this year, the East. You're going to have Boston, New York. I mean, I still think, and then the Cavs, I think those are the top four. So, and then Toronto is probably going to be better. So, I mean, the East is going to be pretty tough this year.
It's going to be tough, a little bit more stacked. Of course, you got to face the West part, but we'll see what happens. Cleveland, they got Mario Hozenja. Is that going to be a good pickup?
Time will tell. I mean, I'm not super familiar with him. I mean, at first I'm like, who is this guy?
He's a European champion.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see. How that plays out. You lost Strus, who I loved. I would hate.
That's right. Where he go to LA, right?
Yeah, they traded him. And so, I mean, he was a sharp shooter. You can count on him, to get those three balls and get the team going. So he was pretty good defensively, too.
Yeah, he went to the Clippers. So we'll see what happens. As you said about Toronto, we don't know if Kawhi Leonard will be going because situation with the scandal and getting paid under the table situation there.
Yeah. No, that would definitely change things.
We'll see what happens. And the thing is, NBA couldn't find any evidence of that happening. So we'll see what happens. All right, let's go into the preseason predictions. We'll go down to through every game, Dan. You say if it's a win or a loss. Ready?
Yep.
September 13th against Jaguars. Win or loss?
Loss.
Bucks, win or loss?
Loss.
Carolina Panthers, win or loss?
Win.
Wow.
Shador Sanders will be the starter.
The starting quarterback. Steelers, October 1st.
That's Cleveland. A win because it's a Cleveland Steelers struggle there.
The Holy Bowl. Jets, Browns and Jets.
Browns, win.
Oh, wow. That'll be a lot of tell there. Let's go Ravens at Browns. Ravens also struggle there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a loss.
Browns at Tennessee Titans.
That's a win.
At Steelers, November 1st.
That's a loss.
That's a loss. Saints, that's a winnable game.
That's a win.
Texans at Browns. They do a lot of business together.
That's a win.
Raiders at Browns.
So I'm going to that game, so the Browns better really? Win. Yeah.
Do you think the starting quarterback will be Mendoza or Kirk Cousins?
Well, he struggled the last game. I don't know. I mean.
like two interceptions I think he had.
Yeah. Probably. I don't know, but Cousins, he has his moments too. So they might, by that time, they might just say, let's get Mendoza out there.
Let's get Aiden Connell. I'm not sure where he's at right now. Bengals at Browns, Ohio rivalry.
That's a loss. I think the Bengals are going to go for it all this year.
Do you think this guy will be healthy, quarterback Burrow?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
The Ron Stefanski Bowl at Cleveland.
Oh, the Browns have to win that game.
What's going on with the quarterback struggle with Tua and Penix?
I read a story that the third string guy looked pretty good out of nowhere.
Isn't that Cooper Rush?
Yeah, no, some other like no name guy. I forget who. He was like someone I never even heard of that they draft.
Oh, that's not good. Jack Strand.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah.
Cooper Rush is in that team too, but he's good. But apparently got cut by the Cowboys. Oh no, he got cut by the Ravens. All right, that's the Stefanski Bowl. Browns at Giants. That's a biggie.
Yeah, I like Cleveland.
That's the OBJ game. OBJ Bowl.
Yeah.
Browns at Ravens. Playoff implication for the Ravens. I bet.
I think the Browns get that one.
Interesting. A little shocker. The Colts at Browns.
I like the Browns.
And lastly, Browns at Bengals.
Browns.
Okay. That's a couple of wins, right? Eight wins?
Yeah. I think they could get to eight wins.
Interesting. We'll see what happens with the Browns. I don't think they'll tank to get another quarterback. I think Shador will be the guy. So we'll see what happens. Dan, what is the latest on your funeral?
Yeah. Things.
How's business? Home business.
Exploded. Things have kind of exploded lately. Dan the Funeral Man, TikTok, Instagram, still shipping urns around the world. And I actually got a big announcement. Something big's happening. I'll be announcing it on my Instagram page live tomorrow at noon. So
tomorrow at noon. And then you'll come back next week to talk about it.
yeah, for sure. Yeah, so some couple big things developing. So
not just one, a couple.
Yeah, it's kind of taken off mainstream, and people reaching out, wanting to work with me, and so it's exciting.
He's expanding. He's franchising now.
Yeah.
Dan's on the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah. Right.
Well, hopefully, he's more excited than the Browns news.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah.
And the Cavs.
Yeah.
How the Guardians doing?
They're making up a punch like they did last year. I think they've won last 8 out of the 10 games, so they're kind of like 2-3 games back now. So we'll find out down the stretch, but they're kind of starting to get some wins together. They were struggling for a while.
Yeah, they're behind Chicago. I don't know if they're in the playoff round or in the wild card clincher.
Yep. Yeah, they were like three games back from the probably wild card. If
you're Cleveland, would you rather have an MLS team or NHL team?
Because I don't really like soccer or hockey, so MLS would be cool.
It'd be cool, even though there's one in Columbus, but that's like 2 hours away.
Yeah.
Cleveland's one of those teams that like, why didn't they have an NHL team?
Yeah.
I always wonder about that.
Exactly.
Like Pittsburgh gonna have an NBA team. I never got that either.
It's so cold in the Northeast, Ohio. So it'd be fitting.
Hockey's definitely full Canadian. Anyways, you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on X and Instagram. This week is a lot going on. There's no NFL games this weekend. There is college football. You're Notre Dame.
Yeah, go Irish, man. Yeah.
How are they looking?
I predict them to win a national championship this year. They are stacked. Their quarterback's insane. They got some running backs, some young guys, receivers. And their schedule's a lot easier than it has been. So it's like a schedule, So
exactly. And going no conference again, that still hasn't bothered them.
No, yeah. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a good year. It's going to be fun to watch. Unless they, choke and lose to, one of these teams that like they did last year, like Northern Illinois or whatever it was.
What do you think about the Chicago Bears going to Indiana? Is that something?
I don't know. It doesn't really make sense, but.
Because they say where they're moving to Indiana is in the Chicago metro area, they say. That's their argument. But is it near Gary, Indiana? Is that? No. It's another town. It's kind of near Evansville or whatever. But anyways, there you have it. Looking forward to football. Just another week. Wednesday's a kickoff. Patriots and Seahawks, and we'll go from there. Dan, thanks for coming out to the Sportscast.
Yep, sure thing.
Talk to you later. This was your update.